The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to the 5 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. My telephone number is 877 Bob Live. 877-262-5483. This Thursday, May 2nd, is the National Day of Prayer. The last 2 years, I don't ever remember in the last many years so little emphasis on a national basis for the National Day of Prayer. And the reason is obvious. We have a president who could care less about the National Day of Prayer. And many, if not most, of our political leaders who could care less about the National Day of Prayer. Will President Biden release a resolution acknowledging the National Day of Prayer? Well, I don't know. We will see. But anyway. And I don't want to, I remember the good old days. I don't want to get into that. But even here in Ohio, I remember not long ago where we had huge National Day of Prayer meetings down at the steps of the State House, and hundreds if not thousands of people would turn out for the National Day of Prayer. Those are gone. But we dare not forget just how important prayer is and how vital it is for the present day in our country and the future as well. Now, there are National Day of Prayer observations all over the state of Ohio. If you want to find out where they are and the details, do a little internet search, whether you use Google or whatever, and do National Day of Prayer, Ohio. Just do that search. National Day of Prayer, Ohio. Or I'm sure it'll come up if you do Ohio National Day of Prayer. That will take you to the National Day of Prayer. Get that? Yeah, the National Day of Prayer website. And every state, you can click on it. And I checked out Ohio today, and there are several events around the Columbus area, not many, but others all around the state. And I hope that you will be a participant in one of those National Day of Prayer events. And if not, just make sure that you take some time this Thursday and pray that God would bring America to repentance. That's our greatest need. As a nation, we need to repent before God. And God's people should be setting the example. We love to quote 2 Chronicles 7:14. But we often think that's for everybody else. But no. It says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves. All of that in 2 Chronicles 7:14 was aimed at God's people. And most of you know the context of 2 Chronicles 7:14 because, well, you're smarter than the average bear even when it comes to biblical things. I would imagine that Many, if not most, people who claim 2 Chronicles 7:14 have no clue about the context. And just very, very quickly, in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, Solomon, the son of David, has just finished the magnificent temple in Jerusalem. It was the temple that David wanted to build, but God said, no, you're a man of blood, you're a man of war, you can't do it, but I'll tell you what, I'll have your son do it. And so Solomon spent years and years and years having the temple built, and it must have been absolutely a magnificent architectural wonder. But it was just a building. That's all it was until the glory of God descended and filled the temple. The Shekinah glory, similar to the glory that filled the tabernacle in the Old Testament. The temple was built, temple was dedicated. The fire of God, the Spirit of God, came down and filled the temple that Solomon had built. And that began a seven-day celebration of the building of the temple, the dedication of the temple, and so forth. And it must have been some 7 days of worship and praise. My goodness, it must have been a wonderful event. Immediately after the seven-day celebration, God speaks to Solomon. You see, God knew his people. And even though there were thousands of people for 7 days praised and honored God at the temple, God knew it wouldn't last. God knew his people would be rebellious and they would turn against God once again. And so God says to Solomon in verses 12, 13, 14, God says, if the time comes that I am forced again to bring pestilence, disease, famine, enemies on my people, because that's a pattern throughout the whole Old Testament. God's people rebel against him. God, unfortunately, has to bring disease, famine, enemies, and so forth. And then finally, God's people come to a place of repentance. And so God knows that this is going to happen again. And he comes to Solomon and says, when the time comes, then I have to bring judgment again. Here is the remedy. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray. In other words, if my people will repent. Now, they were surrounded by a bunch of pagan, heathen, godless people, but the focus was on God's people. And so 2 Chronicles 7:14 was the God-given remedy for God's judgment upon a rebellious people. Well, we can't carry that over exactly to today. Okay? 2 Chronicles 7:14 was given to the Jews during a specific time for a specific reason. However, I believe that the principle is still true today. And so, this Thursday, I hope you'll pray for America. I hope you'll pray for President Biden. I hope you'll pray for the members of Congress. I hope you'll pray for the Supreme Court. But more than anything, pray that we, God's people, would do our part. That we would repent before God and plead for an outpouring of God's Spirit upon our country. This Thursday, the National Day of Prayer. You don't have to be involved in a big gathering, a big assembly. You can observe the National Day of Prayer as a couple, as a family, or all by yourself. But please, pray.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, talk about shooting yourself in the foot. Well, she didn't shoot herself in the foot. She shot a puppy. And it's having national ramifications. If you haven't heard this story, you will. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem has been talked about as one of the very top possibilities for Donald Trump to pick as vice president. She's almost always, when people are talking about people that Donald Trump might pick for vice president, she's always in the top 10, usually in the top 5. She's been a very successful governor of South Dakota. She's had national recognition. I don't know how many states they ran the ads was it last summer that she was in all the goofy ads from South Dakota to get people to come and visit South Dakota? One time she was pretending to be a nurse. One time she was pretending to be this. One time she was pretending to be this, and you weren't sure who she was until the end of the ad. And then it was, come and visit South Dakota. We do things different here, or whatever. And they were very clever ads. And a whole lot of people thought that they did those ads on a national basis to grant her more national recognition for the possibility of being Donald Trump's vice president. Well, that may all have come crashing down. If you haven't heard, here's the story. She's got a brand new book coming out very soon. The name of the book is No Going Back, The Truth on What's Wrong with Politics and How We Move America Forward. Well, it's going to be released very soon. And she granted a pre-publication copy to The Guardian, which is a British news source, a reliable source. I get a lot of stories from The Guardian. Anyway, she gave them a pre-publication copy with several excerpts noted. Well, one of the excerpts from her brand new book tells the story of she and some others went on a pheasant hunting trip. She's tried to present herself as rough and tough. She may be a female, but she knows how to handle a horse. She knows how to handle a gun. And, you know, she's tough. So anyway, the story in her book is she and others went on a pheasant hunting trip, and they took dogs. You know, when you go pheasant hunting, you know, you always have the bird dogs and so on and so forth. Well, one of the dogs that she took on the trip was a puppy by the name of Cricket. And I think it was, I'm not sure. I want to say it was a Labrador. I'm not sure. Anyway, it was a 14-month-old puppy named Cricket. And they had tried to train Cricket to be a bird dog. Well, they went on the pheasant hunting trip, and Kristi Noem, governor of South Dakota, said that on the trip, Cricket displayed, quote, an aggressive personality. And now I'm quoting. On the way home from the trip, Cricket escaped Noem's truck and attacked a family's chickens, grabbing one chicken at a time, crushing it to death with one bite, then dropping it to attack another. Again, continuing to quote from the book. This made the chicken's owner cry. Noem paid them while also helping clean up the mess the dog had made. She added that when she grabbed Cricket, the dog whipped around to bite me. At that moment, I realized I had to put her down. She also wrote that she hated that dog because it was untrainable and dangerous to anyone she came in contact with. So she didn't put the dog up for rehoming or adoption. She took it to a gravel pit and shot it, killed it, put it down. Reminds me of the story of Old Yeller. Some of you remember that. If you don't remember it, don't read it. Anyway, so she decided to shoot it. So she took it to a gravel pit, shot it in the head, and killed it because it was untrainable, and besides that, she hated it. Now, I am sure she included this in her book to prove how tough she is. Well, it has not had that effect. Democrats, Republicans, liberals, conservatives are outraged that she shot a puppy. What in the world was she thinking? Seriously. Well, she's received an enormous amount of backlash on this. I mean, an enormous amount of backlash. The story has gone viral, and in order to defend herself, she simply said, "You people don't understand life on a farm. Things like that just have to happen on a farm. People just don't understand life on a farm." Now, I understand things like that happen on farms. But shooting a puppy in the head because it attacked chickens? That's what some dogs do. I think whether it was right or wrong to kill the dog, you know, is a debatable thing. I think it was wrong. These are pets. We don't just go out and shoot a pet in the head because we think they're untrainable. But to record the incident in a book was dumb, 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 dumb with a capital D. And I think her aspirations for any kind of national political office are done. Gone, smashed, destroyed. There is no way that she is going to erase the controversy about a woman shooting a puppy in the head. People are not going to understand the aggressive personality, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. At least it reveals her lack of sensitivity to public opinion. That was a dumb thing to put in a book, especially if she has aspirations for national office. Dumb. Really, really dumb. But it's out, and I don't think we'll be seeing Kristi Noem as a vice presidential candidate.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.